It's the Workday Wind-Down with PJ here at Star FM, and for many years he's spent his time in front of both microphones and cameras indulging in a bit of loose talk and foolish behaviour. In fact, quite a lot of it. He denies being the guy from the Where's Wally books, and now he's become the Australian version of Steven Spielberg by directing and writing his own movie, Bad Eggs, coming out July 24. Please welcome one Tony Martin.
Oh, thanks. Steven Spielberg? Well, that hasn't been proven yet. It could be the Australian version of the bloke who made Glitter. Mariah Carey, we'll find out.
Oh, and we don't want to talk about that movie. That was a bomb.
It was. It was one of those videos that isn't quite right.
Now, Bad Eggs is not going straight to video. It's going straight to cinemas. Then it'll go to DVD and video, won't it?
It certainly will. We're already working on the DVD. We're working on the Easter eggs.
Oh, the little hidden things that you can find if you press the right amount of buttons.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be a festival for nerds, DVD.
Bad Eggs is a movie that you've written and directed.
Yeah.
And you've said in an interview with the movie you'll provide the year's pissiest car chase, plenty of gratuitous male nudity, and a surprise twist ending stolen from a much better film. How much of that statement is true, Tony Martin?
Most of that is a lie. No, the year's pissiest car chase is true, and I challenge anyone to find a pissier car chase.
What kind of car do we use?
I think there's an old Holden in there.
Oh, go the Holden.
Yeah, there's a bit of an EH. Just because we needed a windscreen that shattered the way old movie car windscreens used to. Because windscreens don't break now, do they?
Not really, and the old ones will just shatter into tiny millions of little pieces.
That's what I liked about them. You could not wear a seatbelt, you could have a drink in your hand, a fag in the other. Those were the days.
Jeez. See, maybe you're just living out your life on screen.
Oh, I think so.
It's all good. Now, you say you're a film nerd too, and you've seen as many as, 300 films a year?
Yeah, I am a film nerd. It's just, I love it. But, I mean, you know, you're made to feel like an outcast of society if you're a film. People go, you're weird, you watch all these movies. And then I'll go, what have you done today? Oh, I've watched the cricket for 8 hours. That's pretty weird to me.
And you said that if you had have made films in your 20s, they would have been Evil Dead ripoffs. Now, did you know they're making a new Child's Play movie?
Oh, they're not.
Yes, they're going to make a, what is it, Seed of Chucky.
What is it, an X-rated Chucky?
Oh, hello. I don't know if we want to go down that path. Maybe.
Well, you know, do we need another Chucky movie? You know, you go to the
probably not.
You go to the video shop and you just see sequels to movies that don't need. You'll see Leprechaun 6. How did they get that far?
Now, you're a native New Zealander.
Yeah.
Do you ever get back there, considering that when you were doing a lot of Martin Malloy and maybe a bit of the Late Show here and there, Tom and Full?
Well, Tom and Full was me, because I would get people from New Zealand television calling up the radio station going, we want to do an interview with that bloke who slags off New Zealanders. And I go, well, I am a New Zealander and those characters are based on me. And suddenly they wouldn't want to do the story anymore.
Oh.
But I used to do radio in Hamilton in New Zealand. Yes, Griffin's Biscuits with the thin bit of mint filling. That was me. I used to say things like that. Give it a muss. Here's thin Lizzie.
Here's some fish and chops.
Here's full linnet of thin Lizzie. And friction, too much friction. Tom Flynn coming up in just a minute. That was me. I used to talk like that.
So are they letting you back in the country?
Well, I go back there. And, of course, I have, you know, I've been here nearly 20 years, so I've got a sort of Australian accent.
Yeah.
And people just laugh. Oh. At my Australian accent.
Jeez.
Which is just, you know, because the Australian accent is as funny to New Zealanders as the New Zealand accent is to Australians.
You never really think of that, do you?
No, you don't. It's just the boots on the other foot when you cross the Tasman.
Oh, yes.
Like here, it's fish and chops is the words that makes people. The equivalent of that in New Zealand is pearl. You know Australians say pearl?
I'm going to the pearl.
Not all Australians, but there's one accent in Australia where it's spelt P-E-W-E-L.
I think it's probably if you're Kath and Kim, it's like, oh, let's go to the pool.
Kith and Kim, as it's known in New Zealand.
It's nice, it's different, it's unusual, yes. But I've discovered you've got the ability to mimic people. Robert De Niro, you love him. Well, we won't go him because he swears a lot. So,
yes.
You know. But my favourite, because you went to so much trouble to put a fake cleft chin on for it, is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It was just the amusing idea of what's the most unlikely character we can get the skinny bloke to play. So I was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I've heard, and this may be a rumour, that the opening scene of T3 has Arnie walking into a gay bar naked in search of leather.
Oh, that would be... yes, that's what it's got. I wouldn't be surprised.
How would he react? How would Arnold Schwarzenegger react to that?
What? I have no ass in my pants. I don't know. What would he say? I don't know. Well, I love the Terminator movies. You know, I grew up with the Terminator movies. And you're watching the shorts of the new one, and you hear... and you go, yes, it's that theme that we love. And then you see the robots and you go, yes, it's the robots from all the other Terminator movies. And then the Terminator comes in, yes, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger. And then he goes, John Connor. And some guy turns around, who is that? It's straight to video, John Connor.
Oh, no.
Where's Edward Furlong?
Well, Tony Martin, thank you very much for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Bad Eggs comes out July 24 nationally, and I don't think there'll be anyone saying,
I don't like it.
God,
sorry.
That's taking me back.
Sorry, I had to do that.
I went to a radio station where I had to sign the visitor's book, and Pauline Hanson had signed it before me, so I just wrote, I've always wanted to be under Pauline Hanson. Just wrote that.
Okay, and on that note, I think it's time we left you go. Tony Martin, thanks for your time.
Thanks.
Still at work?
It's okay, so are we.
I don't like it.
PJ's Workday Wind Down.
Balls, full cream milk.